We're joined by Mickey Lynn, who, among other groups, is involved with Grand Ace for Peace. And this year for Indigenous Day, Monday, October 11th, they're helping to sponsor a vigil, an event out at Wolf Road and Central Avenue by Colony Center, Monday, October 11th at 3:30. I believe around the theme of stop pipelines and fossil fuels. So, Mickey, welcome to WOC. And why is Grand Ace for Peace putting together this event?
Thanks for having me. It's actually Indigenous Peoples Day because it, if you wanted to expand it greatly, it could be worldwide. But in our case, we're dealing with U.S. and Canada mainly. So why are we doing this? Well, the major reason is right now there's a tremendous struggle over the Enbridge pipeline. We've been reading and hearing about it, and some people we know have actually gone to some of the encampments in Minnesota. So we wanted to honor the people who are doing it, and also it's very much related to the Granny's mission in general, which is to prevent the suffering of women and children and of the earth. Basically, we want to prevent war, which in this case is law enforcement and security war, and also racism and greed or materialism. Martin Luther King's three major causes of distress in our world today. The Grannies also did two other Indigenous Peoples Day demonstrations in 2017 and 2019. They were around the time that the struggle was about the Dakota Access Pipeline was going on, which in a way it still is, although the permits have been withdrawn. The company, the corporation that's running it is still running it. So, and because it was completely finished. So on those times, we said, save the earth from war, violence, and hunger, and listen to Indigenous people and save the earth. So that was when Standing Rock encampments were going on. So I'll stop there for now.
We did quite a few interviews recently around the Kateri Priest Conference, making the link between climate and military issues. And one of the points several of the speakers made was that both the climate and the military at its roots are about extraction of fossil fuels. And, you know, often those fossil fuels or other resources are being extracted from, indigenous lands. What is the involvement, I guess, of, some of the indigenous groups in terms of fighting these fossil fuel infrastructure projects?
Well, this is another reason that Grannies really wanted to honor this effort, and also the effort of the allies that have joined these encampments, because what's going on is there are Indigenous groups that are actually putting their bodies on the line, and it's made worse by the fact that states have a lot of leeway to use corporation-funded security groups and law enforcement, like in Minnesota, that gets overtime pay from the corporations rather than the states. And so, and the leaders of this movement are mainly women of all generations, but particularly the elders, like grannies. And so we really want to honor the fact that they're out there, they're lying in ditches where pipes would go through. They're being handcuffed, they're being brutally arrested. Constantly, and their age or their wisdom doesn't matter at all. So I guess I wanted to say that. And I also wanted to say that what's really neat about this is that we're building a much broader network of allies. But since Idle No More in Canada and Stopping DAPL and even Jewish Voice for Peace joined the Minnesota encampments. And that's how I first got some firsthand stories about the work that they were doing to help. And since the pipelines go from Canada to the US, A lot of the Canadian Indigenous people are also involved. So I guess that's what I wanted to say.
And, you know, what are some of the resources and actions, you know, that you, you know, are planning? And I also understand you're going to be handing out, I guess, some written speech at the October 11th event?
The Haudenosaunee Thanksgiving Address to the Natural World is a way that people of the six confederacies usually start their meetings. But because it's a long ceremony with thanks to so many things and so many beings, we decided we'd hand it out instead of actually using it at the meeting as a spoken and repeated address. So it will be part of the theme of why we thank the planet and the web of life. And grannies feel that way very much too.
Right. Now, you mentioned, I believe you were out at the DAPL pipeline. What was that experience like?
Oh, I wasn't there.
Well,
but other people I know were there. So again, it was a very violent, you've probably, Democracy Now! Actually is a great resource for videos and interviews about that, and also about Line 3.
So you mentioned Line 3, which has certainly been a big fight. And, you know, we did get the Biden administration to come out, as the Obama administration had also done, against the Keystone Pipeline. How are things going with Pipeline 3, and how can people, you know, try to impact upon that issue?
Well, there are many petitions, and there's also a group of lawmakers in Congress that have urged the Biden administration to withdraw those permits, those environmental permits that were not based on a really good environmental review. And I guess what I'll say here is I'll give you a few websites where people can get more information if they want. And there are constantly petitions coming from so many groups, not just Indigenous groups, but environmental groups. So let's see, there's the Lakota People's Law Project, and they were very involved in the Dakota Access Pipeline, but many of them have now traveled or worked in tandem with the Stop Line 3. So that website is lakotalaw.org. And let's see. HonorEarth.org is another wonderful website that is curated by Winona LaDuke, who is helping to do the online work for Stop Line 3. So it's HonorEarth.org/stop_line_3. And let's see, I think I had one more. I can't find now.
Well, in case you, while you're looking for that, so we have about a minute left. I'm talking Mickey Lynn, Grannies of Peace, October 11th, Monday, 3:30, Wolf and Central Avenue. Can you briefly describe what's going to take place, and do people need to bring anything?
Well, we have lots and lots of signs and banners. Our new ones are Resist Line 3, Stop Pipelines and Fossil Fuels, Honor Mother Earth. Those are our new signs and banners, but we have so many from previous things. And people should be masked, even though it's outdoors, because we have a lot of members who are older or have health problems. And so it's something we're asking people to do, but we will have some masks available too if people need them.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Mickey Lynn, Grannies of Peace, October 11th, Wolf and Central Avenue, 3:30 p.m. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.